The 2021 spring turkey season will have more licenses available this year. Today we're going to visit with upland game biologist RJ Gross. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. RJ, how many turkey licenses are available for 2021 and how does that compare to 2020?
Mm-hmm. We got just over 7,000 licenses available this year. Pretty good increase. That's 775 more from last year.
Still one unit closed.
Mm-hmm. Yep, unit 21 down in the southwest. Just not enough turkeys down there to support hunting.
Okay, and the other units?
Yep, everything else. We had 15 units that were increased this year, and everything else stayed the same. And that's, we base that upon turkey populations, depredation concerns, and then number of applicants and success, hunter success in the units.
Any other changes to the spring turkey season in 2021?
Yep, so now all rifles, including muzzle-loading rifles, are not a legal form of a firearm. We're only going to do shotguns, bows, and handguns.
Okay, and this is a Tom-only season.
Yep, this is our recreation season. That's not our population control that we use. Obviously, it helps a little bit, but our fall season is where we you can take either sex, male or female, and that's our population control method.
Okay, explain, you know, toms in the springtime, they're doing their mating ritual. Explain that.
Yep. So I'm sure a lot of people have seen toms. They'll be out strutting, puffing up their feathers and their tail feathers, trying to attract the females. And they're very susceptible to coming into decoys and calls at that time of year. It's just a fun thing to see and hear, you know, be out there before sunrise. You hear them calling in the trees and hearing them come down off the roost and coming into the decoys. It's definitely exciting.
Talk about the youth tag.
So first time license holders 15 and younger, they get a spring turkey tag, and it's not confined to units. It's a statewide tag, so you can go anywhere that's an open unit and hunt for turkeys.
And it's a great opportunity for you, for somebody who's never hunted turkeys in the spring.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, it doesn't have to be a kid. Can be anybody to come with. No, I've taken my wife with before who's never done it. I mean, you can sit in a blind and, you know, they can move around a little bit. And the turkeys, they're always focused on the decoy. They usually don't care about you sitting in the blind.
Any tips for anybody that's never hunted spring turkeys?
You know, just scout and pattern the turkeys. See where they're roosting. See where they're going to feed, spend the day, things like that. And, you know, get out there and talk to landowners. Don't be afraid to knock on a couple doors and, you know, maybe make some new friends.
And hunter success is typically pretty decent?
Yeah, you know, we try and keep success around that 50% mark. And the last few years, it's been above that. And even last year, we had almost a record high. We had almost a record high of hunters out there. So I think people were looking for more things to do, getting out in the outdoors. And why not try spring turkey hunting?
If you're lucky enough to draw a spring turkey tag and you harvest a spring turkey, there's some things you can do to help you guys out. Mm-hmm. Explain.
Yep, there is. When you get your license in the mail, there'll be a wing envelope and a letter explaining what to do. It helps out tremendously. You know, if you take the last three primaries on the wing tip, just cut them off a couple inches, and then a couple feathers right along the breastplate, and make sure it's right along in the middle. If you get off to the armpits at all, the feathers aren't as good as determining male or female. And then we determine juvenile and adult from the wingtips. Just throw those in the envelope, put it in the mail, and that's, you know, we keep track of the adult to juvenile ratio. And obviously we're looking for more juveniles to be, not necessarily in the spring, but in the fall, it's nice to see a lot of juveniles getting harvested. That means your population is replenishing itself.
Okay, and when is the deadline and how can a person apply?
Yep, the deadline to apply is February 10th, and you can do that right on our website. And the season runs April 10th to May 16th this year.
A lot of great information, RJ. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.